Here's a thought I'll title, To What Degree of Not Perfect? And what I'm trying to get at here is perhaps a little bit of a subtle point, but let me see if I can sneak up on it. Every time we press the shutter button, we do so because we think we're about to capture a winner. You wouldn't press the shutter button, would you, if you thought you were about to capture a loser? Why waste time with that? So we look, we analyze, we decide, we press the shutter, click, we think we've got a winner. But something happens between that moment and the moment when we're looking at our image in Lightroom or Photoshop or with whatever software you use on your computer and you think, ah, gosh, no, that didn't work. So the question I'm going to pose is, whose opinion do you think was correct? And whose opinion do you think was a mistake? And which opinion do you choose to believe? Do you believe the opinion you had when you clicked the shutter that this is a winner? Or do you believe the opinion you have when you look at it in Lightroom and think, no, it's not? You have to make a choice here. And it seems that most people accept as the accurate opinion the one they have when they're looking at the image in Photoshop or Lightroom. I'm not sure that's right. I keep wondering when I look at an image that I thought was going to be a winner and it's not a winner, am I looking at it wrong? Am I missing something that I felt at the time I clicked the shutter out there in the field? Was there a part of the experience that I was sensitized to then that I don't have now? And if I could rekindle that sense of wonderment that I had when I clicked the shutter, maybe the image will get better? Or maybe I'll see the potential in it more clearly. Or is my judgment in Lightroom and Photoshop the accurate one because I'm now looking at a truly two-dimensional image? That's different than what I saw when I was in the field looking at the scene. Whose opinion do you accept to evaluate each image? Your former self or your current self? Don't we all have images that we've looked at after we got back from being out photographing somewhere? We look at them in Lightroom or Photoshop and we think, nah, pass, move on. And then somehow you stumble across that same image again maybe a year or two or five or ten down the road and you say, you know, that's pretty good. I wonder why I didn't print that way back when. So now we've introduced a third person who's got an opinion about your image, and that is your future self. Whose opinion do you choose to accept? And I think there's another subtle way to look at this, and that is the image that you saw in your mind's eye when you clicked the shutter was a perfect image, and the image that you're looking at on the computer screen now isn't as perfect as the one you saw in your mind's eye. So maybe that's why it gets rejected as, oops, didn't turn out. I hear that term actually used. It didn't turn out. So does that mean it turned in? I don't know. The point is, it's not perfect. Well, that sets up an interesting question. What degree of not perfect are you willing to accept? If it's 98% of what you thought it might be, is that okay? Or is that 2% going to cause you to reject it because you want to maintain the highest possible standards? At least that's the way you can think about it. Or is it okay if it's 70% perfect, which means it's 30% not? Is that acceptable? Is it ever acceptable? Is it acceptable to use that image in a project where it's one of many? What about 50% not perfect? At what point, to what degree of not perfect, are you willing to accept that an image can be something worth working with? And if the image doesn't look like you thought it did in your mind's eye, and so when you saw it in Photoshop or Lightroom, you passed by it, well, what about all the processing possibilities you have with that image in the computer? Maybe you can improve it from 10% winner to 80% winner just by doing some interesting and radical, perhaps, processing. But if you're only able to move an image from 10% acceptable to 80% acceptable, that still means it's 20% not acceptable. Do you discard it? By the way, how well do you trust your judgment about what's a great image? Don't we all have images that we've produced that we think are pretty good? You know, they're okay. They're good enough to finish producing them. But someone that we show them to just absolutely loves it, think it's the best thing we've ever done. And we scratch our heads and say, well, no, it's not the best thing we've ever done. This is the best thing we've ever done. But that's not the one that connects with this individual. So our judgment about how perfect an image is may not even be trustworthy. Whose opinion do you trust? And what degree of not perfect are you willing to accept?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.